Hello and welcome to the Engagement Coach Podcast.
Welcome to the Engagement Coach Podcast with your host, Amrit Sander. This week, we want to talk about intuitive leadership. Now, have you ever had that experience or that moment where your gut was telling you something wasn't right? Something felt off, whether it was a deal, a transaction, but there was just something that didn't feel right. And despite it not feeling right, you went ahead anyway, only to find afterwards you were right. Your intuition was right. And you end up paying a price for not listening to your gut. Now, as leaders, we're told, you know, we can't rely on these transient emotions. It's all about data, facts, figures, and data. But I want to explore this whole gut instinct just in a little more detail, because I think there's much more that we need to hone in on here and to give it more merit for than we have done in the past. Now, we are, you know, if anybody has attended any of our workshops, workshop development programs, you know, we are meaning-making machines, and we are never living reality, but we're always finding meaning in whatever we're experiencing around us. And sometimes it's right and sometimes it isn't. But when we come across situations, new situations, where we're assessing what's going on around us, because we can't rely on how we've come to the feeling we have, we often negate it. We often dismiss it. It's just nerves, whatever it might be. But what's actually going on here? Now, the gut, it's an interesting organ. The gut has 100 million neural connections, more than the spine. And, you know, some people call it the second brain. But what is it about our gut? All these feelings and emotions that we experience, what's going on here? Well, our brains are processing data at a speed that we can't even comprehend, as in we're not aware of what we are experiencing and analyzing. All we know is our brain has done analysis, looking at all the things going on that we're not even cognizant of, and hence we get these feelings and thoughts based on our past experiences, based on who we are, what we want in life. And so these experiences, these emotions, whatever it might be, the gut instincts, they're there for a reason. But often what we do is we negate it. Now, especially with recruitment. Now, I'm not saying we need to do away with recruitment techniques, but there have been times when I was recruiting, I had a gut instinct about somebody. On paper, fantastic, really, really good. But my gut told me something wasn't right. We ended up recruiting and it didn't work out. And it turns out I was right. And this has happened many, many times where I've had a gut feeling about something only to then be proven right. Now, the challenge for leaders is, how do you know whether that gut instinct is right or not? That intuition is right or not? Now, it's rare, it's there for a reason. One of the things I've learned is it's always there for a reason. It's there to help you understand something. It's there to tell you something that our brains have processed in terms of data to say, look, there's something going on here that you need to be aware of. So one of the things that I think we don't often do and we don't take time enough to do is be cognizant of our personal values. Because when we are aware of what are the things I really value, taking then into account our gut intuition, it will allow us to make more informed decisions. So if ever you're in a situation where you're sat there thinking, this doesn't feel right. I mean, in America, the US Navy have invested millions into refining this, and they call it the sixth sense. It because it really matters. Our brains are processing information and data, the micro behaviors, the nuances that we're not aware of, we're cognizantly not aware of, but our unconscious mind is processing. And it's coming up with something that says this doesn't feel right, even though rationally, logically, something does or makes sense. Underneath all of that, something doesn't feel right. And so our brains are constantly reviewing the situations around us. And so this second brain, this gut intuition, is telling us something. It's there to tell us that something doesn't feel right. Something doesn't make sense. It's a bit like the extreme end is somebody nodding and saying no. There's something incongruent about the data, the information we're processing that says something doesn't make sense here. And so therefore we become guarded. Our emotions kick in and something doesn't work. And our gut is saying, be careful. This doesn't make sense, and this doesn't feel right. But yet, how many times do we just negate that and we walk away from it? So one of the things I mentioned, values, right? I think we need to be able to articulate our personal values. You know, how many of us can say, here are my three or four personal values that really are I hold dear, and they really dictate the behaviors in my life? Now, it's about looking back on our lives and looking at those prominent moments in our lives that have helped shape the outlook, the lens through which we see the world. But once we've nailed our values, then when these gut intuitions kick in, we can allow them to help make more informed decisions. There was, this sounds really extreme now, and there are some things you think, how could you ever know? But when I was a student, I really wanted to go out and do a parachute jump. And I've come from a very safe environment, only son. My mother was very, very protective. And this weekend was coming up where I was going to do a parachute jump. I hadn't told my parents. And in the end, I let slip. And my mother heard and she said, you are not going anywhere, and banned me from leaving the house. Now, mother's instinct, gut intuition, whatever you call it, that weekend, somebody died from a parachute jump, which failed to open. Extreme, right? But there's other things that go on. There was once a boat, another country, holiday trip, and I was about to jump into the water, just thinking, oh, this seal feels fun, should I do it? And something in my gut was saying, don't do it, don't do it. I didn't do it, only to find afterwards. That bit of water or ocean was covered in box jellyfish. So there are some things you think, well, how would you know? But our brains are processing information constantly, which is telling us something. Now, let's take this back to the world of work. When we have a feeling about somebody or a thought about something and you think something doesn't feel right, as leaders, we often let it go. We just push it aside. We're time constrained. We've got so many things going on against us. And so therefore we leave it. Again, something I've learned in life is leaving things can make things worse. And so when your gut is saying something doesn't feel right, you've got to have that conversation. You've got to have that intervention very, very quickly. There's a reason why you're feeling the way you are. And again, it's that there's millions of neurons, networks that are processing information between your brain, your gut, that are telling you something, to say something doesn't feel right here. And we can negate these things at our peril. So when was the last time you had this negative or this concerning gut instinct that you think, that doesn't feel right? Something's not right there, and we let it go. One thing I will say to you now is when you have that feeling, it's there for a reason rather than negating it because it's potentially an assumption, a bias, whatever it might be, it's worth exploring. What is my body trying to tell me about the information it's processing about the world around me that I need to be aware of? And then honing in on that and combining that with our personal values. What are my personal values? And which of them are at risk of being violated through that sensation, that feeling, that intuition that I'm feeling right now? And then it allows us to go into situations more informed, more armed, and more aware so that we can start to make the best of situations. So trusting your gut, intuition, this isn't mumbo jumbo fairy tale stuff. When, as I said, the US Navy is investing millions of dollars to help Marines refine that sixth sense. Our brain, our gut, you know, the second brain with 100 million neurons lining the entire digestive tract. More neurons than our spinal cord. So our body has got an amazing ability to process information and data. And it combines all of that with past memories, past learnings, our personal needs, our values, to give us some wisdom. And that intuition, that gut instinct, is telling us something. So as a leader and a manager, rather than negating it, embrace it. What is your gut telling you? What are your instincts telling you? And then go off and explore them. Cross-reference them against your personal values and just ask yourself, what is this telling me? And don't do it from a point of fear. This is not when you're feeling fear, that's different. That's the fight or flight response kicking in. That it's different to the fear element. This is the uncomfortable when you're relaxed and you're at ease, but something doesn't feel right. That's the bit that tells you that your gut instinct is saying something, is telling you something. So again, personal values, if you haven't gone through anything like that before, it's a really valuable exercise where looking back in your life, a bit like when you look through a filing cabinet, what are the things that really stick out? What are the things that have shaped your outlook, shaped the lens through which you see the world? And what does that say about what you truly value? Because that will dictate how you behave. And especially when somebody violates those values, how will you behave? So look, that's all from me today. Intuitive leadership, gut intuition, we often negate it because it feels intangible. It feels ethereal, just you know, something almost spiritual. But actually, our brains and our bodies are processing data to tell us something. And we don't often listen to it enough. And this all comes back into taking time out to reflect, to think, and to really be in tune with your body. What is it telling me? I hope that was helpful. Join me again next week for more thoughts on leadership development, culture development, employee engagement, employee experiences, and everything else in between. Amrit Sander from The Engagement Coach. I shall see you soon. Take care.
The Engagement Coach Podcast.